an interview.
Blog Talk Radio.
Always look up, never give up, and you will reach your goals. You're important, you're more than enough. And here she is, your host for Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. Thank you.
Hello from Las Vegas, Nevada. Today it is, let me see what the temperature is saying. Oh, it's 104 today. But that's not bad because it doesn't feel like 104. It actually feels like it's about 95, which is not hot for Vegas. I don't know what's going on with this temperature. But we have our special guest, Miss Tina Hobson. She's on the air with us, and she is going to be sharing her book, and we're going to be talking about her life. She's actually a six-time Grammy Award-winning author, and she also has an amazing radio show that she has been elected for the Spin Awards for. She has seven nominations, as they say. So we're going to be talking about the Spin Awards and what they actually are and where you guys can actually find us and everything on that. So with that being said, we're hopefully this blog talk, see if it can work right for us, because I'm not at the computer today. I'm out and about because I have children. And actually, my children are not children. They're 20 and 18. So, you know, sometimes the life of a mommy is on the move. Hi, Tina. How are you?
Lady, I am absolutely fine. Sabrina, I want to, before we say anything else, I just want to say thank you for giving me this opportunity to be on your show, Rolling with the Diva. I'm honored and I am excited. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Anytime. Just as I was saying just before we got to, before the commercial came on, is that I really believe that it's awesome when radio hosts can network and cross over to each other's show, because we're not in competition. We're here to support each other. We may cross over some of the same topics, but we're here to actually network and help each other, you know, with our shows and everything. So I find it amazing when we can actually network with each other. So I'm just really blessed. You would come on my show, so I just wanted to thank you so much for that.
Oh, thank you for asking, because it doesn't happen all the time. So, like in everyday life, there seems to be just a taste of competition, but I don't see a lot of it anymore than I used to. So anytime I'm asked to do anything, it's an honor. It is really an honor. So thank you.
You're welcome. And you know what? Before we get to your interview, we're going to play a song. But before we go to the song, let's talk about that a little bit. Because you're not the only person. Because I asked somebody else to come on my show, and they came on, and they were saying the same thing about how that it's not okay, can you hear me, Miss Tina?
Yes, I can. Yeah.
Okay, I had to come off my Bluetooth. It was at some furry stuff background. But what I was saying was I noticed that some people are really surprised when I ask them to come on my show, and they say, why? And I say, well, you know, just as I said before, I believe in networking. I believe that what God has for you, he has for you, and what he has for me, he has for me. And people are like, well, you know, it's really surprising. And I think that, you know, I just turned 54. So in my day, networking, back in the years, I date myself, but networking was just a thing that everybody, it didn't matter what your product was, it was just a human kindness and service to say, hey, come on over, let me help you promote yourself. Nowadays, like you were saying earlier, there's competition, and where sometimes people feel like they're competing, but they don't have to compete. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense, because we don't, and you said it in the very beginning. There is an element of difference in all of our shows. The women of internet radio, the men of internet radio, we don't always do the same types of interview. Our styles are different. You know, some are very serious. Mine is like all over the place because I love to laugh. You'll find me crying. you know, I love people. I love people. And I'm always shouting out other radio stations because I believe that's how I got to where I'm at today. Because somebody, you know, heard me, somebody believed in me, somebody thought that I was on the right track. And they said, well, let me tell some people about her, you know. And so that's the way I do it. But you said it right. We've been conditioned. The world has changed since our day, okay, where everybody is so suspicious of everybody else. Like you said, they said, why you want to interview me? The question should be, why not? I'm good enough to be interviewed by anybody. That's the way I feel about it.
And you know what? You're absolutely right, and it's funny because, you know, some people are like, well, what do you want? I don't want anything from you. I want to help promote you because I struggle with, even today in this time and era of, I'm very high value, meaning I value people and what God has put people on earth for. We're all here to help each other. So it really sometimes saddens my heart when I cannot network with people or they don't want to network with me because they either think that they're better than me or they don't think I'm big enough or they're not getting what they want out of it. But networking is just that. Networking is saying, I value you as a person and what your product is, I want to share. Because I've listened to your show, Miss Tina, and it is an amazing show. It's a deep show. It's a funny show. And you know what? And it's a caring show. And you wouldn't have gotten those 7 awards from the Spit Awards nominations if you didn't have what it takes to be on the air. So when I truly ask people to be on my show, I don't want anything because I don't charge people. I know some radio stations do, and I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
But I don't want anything. I just want to be able to promote other people so that other people can see somebody's listening to my show and they're not getting what they need. There may be another radio show out there, the Tina Hobson show that they can listen to, the superwoman of radio, they can listen to and say, oh, she has what I need. Because it's selfish to think that somebody's going to listen to your show or read your book or read my book and think they're going to get everything from that person. We need to be able to promote others because to be great, you're not afraid to promote other people.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, I believe that element of suspicion and, you know, got that one eye open or looking at somebody, you know, out the side of your neck or side eye, they haven't learned or haven't been taught the principle of sowing and reaping.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just believe that when I treat people right, people are going to treat me right. Okay?
Exactly.
I'm naive, but I believe that. I do believe that with all of my heart. I know I can't say when it's going to happen, when it's going to come, but I know if I keep treating people right, eventually I'm going to get something in return. It might not be money. I'm like you. I don't charge nobody to be on my show. Why should I? I'm promoting
right.
you, okay? If I wanted paid advertisers, I can go out and get those. But that's not what I'm doing. So I'm anybody that I ask to be on my show, anybody, you can even ask me, Miss Tina, I've got this, that, or the other. I've got a new book. I've got a new EP. I've got a new CD. Can I come on your show and promote it? I ask, you know, I've got to make sure it's appropriate. So I have them send me their stuff. And if it's appropriate, of course you can. Of course you can. Everybody's got to start somewhere.
And I think that's interesting because yesterday I had on Bishop Foreman. He has a really huge church out of Denver, Colorado. 46 out of 50 people go to church in Denver, Colorado. I did not know that until yesterday. But the
wow.
interesting thing is about Bishop Foreman, this man is huge. So I've learned in the last year, the only thing that somebody can do is say is you don't know until they ask, and all they can do is say no. That's all. They can either say yes
yeah.
or no. So
yeah.
I took the chance, asked him, sent him his company, sent his church an email. They, within 3 weeks, they had this interview scheduled, and it was done yesterday. And the one thing he said was he remembers when he was first starting out, and he asked the pastor of a huge, huge, huge church to sit with him and talk with him. The pastor kept him waiting for almost 3 hours. You can listen to the interview, but it was just interesting. He said if he ever got the chance, he asked God to where he could help other people, he would. And he also said something interesting. He said that any time that a man of God or a woman of God comes on somebody's show, that actually is a sign that God is really working to do really major big things in that person's life. So that made me feel good because he went back to the book of Moses, to the book of Daniel. So God has really great things for all of us, and I think that's where people get lost. And, of course, people are going to not follow through with interviews, or when you do interviews, they may not follow through with the things they say, but you still have to not lose hope. You have to still do right. Because of the fact is, you know what? You do right, good things will happen to you. And that's so we're going to play a song by, before we go play a song by Miss Appointed, Tina, why don't you tell everybody about
my girl.
Tina? I know. And I've been really dedicated to playing her songs, Appointed, Lady Cassandra, and Dwayne Gott, especially Lady Cassandra and Appointed, because Appointed is the behind the scenes of the set going into the second year of the Spin Awards. So, ladies, why don't you tell everybody about Appointed and about the Spin Awards and where they can go vote for us and for everybody.
For everybody. And I'm glad you said that because it's so funny. Those that know me, we laugh so hard about it because I'm like, you know, I nominated you. And they're like, well, you know, I nominated you. And then I'll come back and, well, you know I'm voting for you. Well, you know I'm voting for you because I believe in voting for the person, the best person, not just because I know you, not because you have a name for yourself. I vote for the best talent. But, this is the second year for the Spin Awards hosted by Menstrual Appointed in Augusta, Georgia. The event is held outside of Atlanta, Georgia. This is the second year, and let me just, Menstrual Appointed, she has a heart for people.
She has
just
a big heart. I don't know if it's her because she's a pastor. Well, no, that doesn't have, because all pastors don't have no big hearts for people. You know, it's just the truth. But
that's the truth.
Okay, she does. She loves people. She's got a way. She's got the gift of discernment. She knows good people. She feels good people. Me and her, when I had her, the first time I had her on my show, I bragged about her so much, Jerry Royce immediately had her on his show, and other people wanted her on their shows. And when she was nominated for the for the Igara Award, she was like me. She was so excited. She missed some of the awards that she's been nominated for. I said, "Baby, you got one or two more awards that she didn't even mention." She said, "Oh my God, I do." So you know she's humble. I'm gonna put it that way. She's very, very humble. And
yes,
for her,
is.
This an award show like none other because it's dedicated to us, the radio announcers, those who spin gospel music. It's not about the artists. You know, she has artists there who, you know, they minister to us, but the show is not about them. The award show is not about them. And that's an honor. It's even thought to do an award show just for gospel radio personalities. That was a blessing. Last year I won two Best Internet Radio and Best Co-host, and I was co-hosting with Jerry Royce Live. And this year, oh my goodness, I am now being nominated for seven awards. And what I missed a couple in the beginning, and I'm like, oh my God, somebody said, no, it's seven. I'm like, no. And so when I look back, yes, it was. And that's a blessing that somebody
at least 7 people, you know, thought about me. Okay, because you wonder whose mind am I on? You know, God put my name in the wind. Somebody put my name in the wind, and Minstrel caught it. You know, and I'm there being nominated for 7 awards. That doesn't happen.
And you know,
for
7 is the sign of completion, though. So 7 times.
Okay. Okay. I love it.
Just
and
saying.
I love her. I love all of the nominees.
I got nominated for 1. I think I keep telling her, I think you guys got that wrong, but okay, I'll just go with it. I'll be happy with it. Just whatever, it's fine, no problem, I'll take it. I was like, when she sent me, I was like, okay, are you sure? Because I think there's something wrong. I'm still a newbie, but
girl,
okay.
No, you should. Why not me? Why not you? Okay,
that's
you
true.
Work really, really hard. This is not yours. Just like I tell my audience, this is not a show. This is ministry. Okay, and anything that we do in the name of Jesus Christ, it's being blessed. And why not us? You know, one nomination. 7 nominations. The fact that we were nominated, okay, says something.
It
says that God
has acknowledged our work in this field of spreading gospel music.
We're being blessed. This is a blessing for me. And I just love the whole platform. Yes.
Well, we're going to play Minister Appointed song. Here we go, Appointed.
Okay.
Sheets of rain falling down, people moving all around. Some never think how great you are. Some never feel with a clean heart. With all that you do and all that you've done, the fact that you gave your only son, you think they'd all cry, glory, hallowed be thy name, most excellent, most God. Stars and the moon sing, Gloria, you're so excellent. Oh, in a day gone tomorrow, days of joy and days of sorrow. Some live and ask what life's about, some live and don't see you're the way out. Is it only look and see your glory in the great heavenly? They'd have to cry out, glory, hallowed be thy name, most excellent God. Yes, you're glorious. The mountains clap and the hills sing, Gloria, you're so excellent. Oh, you are, no one's holy like you are. You are, yes, there's none besides you. You are, and there's no rock like you, Lord. No rock like you, Lord. You are. I find no fault in you. You're my glorious God. You are. Yes, you're glorious. In your greatness and your power, in your majesty and your victory. Is he to you? He is the main. worship Him. In the beauty of His holiness, go on and worship Him, worship Him, worship the Lord. Is there anybody here? Anybody love Him like I do? Then say, You are, Your Gloria.
Okay, I'm going to be honest, I never get tired of her saying, wow. We're on the phone. You're on the phone with Sabrina Williams from Rolling with the Diva, and we have Tina Hobson here, the superwoman of radio. So we're going to go into our interview. But as you guys all like to know, I love to give Arthur's bio. So about Miss Tina, she's a six-time international best-selling author and entrepreneur. Tina Hobson speaks publicly and advocates for women's rights, including prevention of drug abuse and domestic violence. Tina is a proud to be success in beauty author, having written chapters in Success in Beauty, The Secrets to Effortless Fulfillment and Happiness, and Success in Beauty, The Secrets to Confidently Following Your Dreams Effortlessly, also Success in Beauty, The Power of Thank You. Her first solo book on How He Loves Me, Reflections of God's Love for Me and for You, it's a combination book and workbook. This book allows readers to travel with her through her trials and tribulations, including alcohol, drug addiction, suicide attempts, and to deliverance. Her second book, solo book, NR, Do Not Resuscitate, reveals the unwanted and unnecessary traits that the author no longer wants in her life. Amen. I added that amen in there. Traits are habits such as fear, the past, self-condemnation, and low self-esteem, etc. The third book by Arthur Tina Hobson is titled Relationships As They Are or Are They? The Truth and Nothing But. The book is a remarkable read describing different types of relationships that we sometimes forget about or maybe never knew about, described by Charlotte Howard, Deanna, and make sure I'm pronouncing these names right, Deanna Moore Taylor, Mariah D'Argente, Sonia Davis, and Sherita Carthen. All books are available at heartcenteredwomenpublishing.com. Tina believes that her deliverance from alcohol and drugs is the greatest asset she has to offer the world. Tina produces and is CEO of I Am a Superwoman Radio Network and a licensed social worker in the state of Ohio. Ohio, okay, more glory. Nobody likes your team in Ohio, okay? We don't like that college team. Just saying. Okay, I'm sorry, Tina. Tina Williams. Sorry, I had to say it. Tina was an officer with Toastmasters International. Tina believes that with hard work, tenacity, and most of all, having faith in the provider of all things are possible. Tina resides in Maple Heights, Ohio, where she operates her business. Tina is a proud mother of three, grandmother of three, and a great-grandmother of three. I'm going to have to come out there because I want to give the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren candy and then send it home. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Ms. Tina Hobson to Morning with the Tina, the floor is yours.
I'm here. I'm still here.
Well, thank you so much, dear. I'd like to talk to you about your book. Tell us what was behind your third book and why.
What was behind my third book, Relationships As They Are or Are They? It was my first compilation. As you have read, I was co-author with three other books with Charlotte Howard, who is, I'm going to say, God used her to be responsible for the number one international, all of these books being number one international bestseller on Amazon. But when I started thinking about this and God put it on my heart, when we talk about relationships, most people, the first thing they think about is sex. A sexual relationship should be the last relationship that you have, or it should be the last relationship that you think about. Because as my co-authors, and let me give a big shout out to all of them, Charlotte, Sonia, Rita, Deanna, and Mariah. Mariah is my not, she's 10 years old now. She was 9 years old when she wrote a chapter to this, wrote her chapter, this book.
Miss Tina, are you on a speakerphone?
Yeah, is it not coming through good?
No, it goes in and out. So just maybe move the phone a little bit away from
okay.
you, I think.
Is that better?
Yes, exactly. Thank you so much.
Okay, now let me put the volume up so I can hear you. Okay, can you hear me all right?
Yeah, perfect. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, but now I can't hear you. I don't know what is going on with this phone. Okay, because I can't hear you now.
Can't hear me now?
No.
I can hear you, but
it's really, really low.
Okay, let me see if I can take you off. And that's sometimes what happens with Blog Talk Radio. You got to mess around. So can you hear me now?
It's still very, very low.
Okay, go ahead and put it back the way you have. Just be mindful of just maybe just speaking just a little louder or so. But it was fine. It's going to be okay. Just put it back the way you had it.
Okay, because now I can hear you very well. I'm sorry about it breaking up like that. But I started off on Blog Talk Radio, so, yeah, I know exactly how temperamental it is. Okay. But like I was saying, I wanted to shout out my other co-authors, and especially Mariah, who is now 10 years old, who wrote a chapter in the book. She's my niece. She's my daughter. She's my youngest sister's granddaughter. And her chapter talked about bullies, the relationship between a bully and their victim. Okay, and it was just so awesome to be written that in school. And when I read it, it was like, oh, this is going to be perfect in my book. And so we did and everything, and I asked her some questions, did a little survey, and that ended up being her chapter. So I'm so proud of her. I am so
proud. You too, Virginia. 10 years old. Amen on that.
Yes. Okay, and so when I thought about, when God put it in my spirit to write the book, it was all about letting people know or read about becoming more aware of all the different types of relationships that there are, and those that are the most important. So I started with the ones that are most important to me, and those were my relationship with God, in my relationship with myself. If I don't get those two relationships right, I might as well forget about all the other types of relationships. Relationships with, you know, building relationships with friends, getting married, having a relationship with my husband, you know, my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, any of those people, my niece, my sisters, none of that's going to work if I don't know who I am, but most of all, whose I am, okay, and what his purpose is for me in this season of my life. So we talked about that. Other people talked about relationships on the Internet, how we build relationships on the Internet and different, how we should be aware of those types of relationships. All of them are not bad. We're living proof of that, okay? But some of them aren't, so we have to be aware. And, again, we need to know who we are and ask for God's protection when we are building any other type of relationship other than the one with Him. And so that was the basis of this book, Relationships as They Are or Are They, The Whole Truth and Nothing But. So we talked about different types of relationships. Just keep in mind and put and prioritize more than anything. We need to prioritize
what type of relationship to be number one, two, three, four, five, or how many there are.
No, and I love that. I like the part where the Mariah talked about the relationships with a bully. I liked how I heard about the internet, and I'm the prime example of don't internet date. It just doesn't work for me, and I'm sorry. I've been the person who has been on the receiving end of a lot of scams and things like that. So I have really been taking a focus because it really did affect my mental health, and I've talked to other people and done stats and stuff. So now what I've done is taken a different approach to it's called catfishing, but instead of being I'm eating the sharks. Now, the sharks may come at me, but I'm aware of your game. So I can choose two things. I can choose to entertain myself and laugh at you. And at the end of the day, because I love it. I really do love it.
Yeah.
I put out the game. And at the end of the day, after I'm done playing with you, I can let you know that I've already forwarded your information to the FBI. Or I actually know that you're actually specifically sitting in a room with about 10 other people, and unfortunately, and I hate to say this, but it's not against our black people, our African people, or our African-American people, but there are people in Nigeria who literally sit in these rooms and they do these scams. It doesn't matter their color, but it's a hot topic that comes out of that sect of the world, and they scam people, and they get so into these people's emotions in their mind that people will give them money, or they'll have what's called a fake sex relationship with them. And on these people, you have to understand, because Mariah's bullying, the relationship with the bully brought to mind that a lot of the people who are doing these, who try to destroy other people on the internet with these fake relationships, are people who have been bullied. That's one thing I have found. And that's how they get their power. And at the end of the day, they never plan to have anything with people. Not saying that all internet dating is bad. It's not. But there is a great percentage of it now that are fake. Like, I've done several shows, and I've done several posts about how to tell if a fake book, if a Facebook or Instagram account is fake. I mean, like, for instance, you can know somebody's Instagram and Facebook is fake if their posts are within the same month and they only have less than 20 posts, okay? And then you go and look at their posts, and they're all the people that would be from their sect of the world, nobody else. There's a pattern. So there's things that you can do and that you can go on, because Mariah, I liked her chapter, and I'm just trying to reference it, but it really is interesting because internet bullying, cyber bullying, all of those go together in relationships, and they're deemed, some of them start on the internet, but some of them start in the real world and continue to the internet, as we know. And my focus on my radio show is what happens in those shows when that goes to the extreme when people want to kill themselves or get depressed or have mental health issues. So that's one of the things. Another thing that you talked about that I really like about your book is just the term relationships. You know, first of all, yes, you have to have absolutely a relationship with God, with yourself, because if you're not sure, this is what I tell people, if you can't understand the term, you're more than enough, and you're your biggest fan, then how can anybody else feel that about you?
Absolutely, absolutely. Because
and I know it's open to those scammers. We're looking for love in all the wrong places.
Exactly. And now they get frustrated. Like yesterday, a guy, and this is how it all starts, and it always starts the same way. It's maybe a word or two different. Hi, babe. First of all, that's improper English, and that bugs me, because I couldn't date anybody who has improper English, first of all. B-A-Y is not English. I just can't deal with it. So first of all, that was annoying me. Second of all was, I thought you're pretty, and I have intentions for you. I have intentions to call the FBI for you, too, if you don't get off my face. I'm just playing with you. I couldn't even entertain that one for all day long, because I usually have fun all day long, but I couldn't because I was just bothered by it. I said, you know, bae is not a word. First of all, B-A-E is not a word. I don't know where you got that from. Second of all, your intentions, what is your intentions, to kidnap me or to harm me? No, as my wife, first of all, you need to get out of that room that you're sitting on, stop smoking crack, and get a life, and don't message me anymore. The person responded with this, and this is how people get, I used to, when that first happened to me, when somebody first started giving me attention that was the positive, but it was really negative attention that I was craving, this was years ago, they uh-huh. said, well, you hurt my feelings. And at that time, I responded like, I'm sorry. This time I was like, well, how did I hurt your feelings? You are in my box for all the wrong reasons. You're embarrassing yourself. You should be ashamed. Your own feelings should be hurt. Now, don't message me again. The next message is going to the FBI. The person gets off my page, doesn't get back in my message box. The week before, it's always something that they start off with. And this is the thing that because one guy said to me, he goes, that's really wrong that you let me on like that. No, actually, sir, I didn't lead you on. You were the one who's coming to my box, and you said that you work for the United States
Military. I didn't approach you. Right.
I said, so what he told me, and this is the one thing I really hate. I hate the ones that tell me they work for the military and they try to use that because a lot of people will fall for that. So I got on the phone I called back east to the Navy base, told them who I had on the phone, told them what I did, told them what they were saying, got to Instagram, and they shut them down. Because you have to understand these people, they'll go by your emotions and they go by different things, and they'll tie a relationship with my and I used to believe this, and now I understand that it's highly unlikely, and I laugh about this, highly unlikely that every man that talks to me in a private message, his wife is widowed. Statistically, it's impossible. Yes, people, I guess it's statistics. Okay, I'm sorry. And people crack up at me. I'm going to do this for comedy because I'm telling you, Tina, the truth is, if you really just think about it, for a while I was getting every guy that came in my box, 10 guys in a row over a year, their wives died and they had children that were under 5. Statistically, as I said, wait a minute here, this is not making sense. And always the same thing would happen when you wanted to meet them. They were offshore on some oil rig. And their cell phones, God knows, Tina, listen to this, God knows that our phones now are up to date and they can do amazing things, but their phones never work like that. That's what I said. You know what? There's just something wrong. You need to get out of this and stop playing. Okay? And that's what I said. Okay. You know what? So I said, let me do some research. Did you know, Miss Tina, that statistically women live longer than men, and it would be the woman that would be widowed, and they wouldn't be widowed until after maybe 10 years in their marriage and after they're 50 or so?
Yeah. You got a 5-year-old kid. Okay.
Okay, I'm like, you know what? You need to stop.
What I mean, like, what did you kill her?
Okay. I started asking that. I said, so did you? One time, I said to the guy, did you kill your wife? He goes, excuse me. I was like, no, seriously, because statistically, and they were like, you know what? No man wants a woman that's a know-it-all. And I was like, okay, that's fine. Again, see how they're trying to shut you down.
Thank you. Goodbye.
I see they're trying to shut me down. But the thing is, when I say people now, some people get it. The fish is actually the shark. The sharks are no longer the sharks. I'm understanding what's going on. And I can actually now, and I've trained people, women who had to do this, and even men. I am so surprised at men that today, in today's age, that they believe that it's okay that a woman lies about her own, who she is. And they're always like, well, I'm a guy. This shouldn't happen to me. It doesn't matter. It's the internet. It's people. I mean, you. Like, you're a guy.
I don't
you're
know
abusive.
You, and you don't know me. Okay.
Okay. So people are. I like that relationship book, that thing that you wrote, because people really do need to recognize the relations that they're in. I don't know if you saw this, but I posted about, I think it was 2 weeks ago or a week about, I wrote a letter to people, some people. I posted a letter so people can use it, but I actually had to write that letter to people. It's me, not you. I expected you to be adult, and I can't be in this relationship with you because you're not having adult tendencies. I literally gave that letter to several people. Gave them a T-shirt and a gift card and said goodbye. Because I don't want to seem like I was a bad friend, like I didn't care about you or anything, or, you know, here's a gift card, here's a good T-shirt, goodbye. And I said, basically what I said was, I revamped my circle and you're not in it. And that was based on relationships, even with friends, with family, because we, and as you know from a social worker, and I love social workers. A lot of my friends are social workers. We know that people, we sometimes want to hold on to people for so long, even though they may not be doing anything good, because we're afraid to go out on our own.
Right. And you know what? That's so true. I told a client that very thing today. You know, have you gotten so immune to your pain that you just, it's become second nature to you? No.
Right.
Why are you still, they're no longer harming you. You're no longer a victim. Okay? You are volunteering for this pain, because it's just too much. You've been in it too long, and there have been times that you could get out of it, but you chose not to.
Amen on that. And I tell people, because some people say to me, why do you say that your family is not can be made, and it's not always the blood? And I say exactly that. We have family that God wanted us to. Say that again, Tina. Say that again.
Family, you
know what?
The first ones that need to go.
Okay, because I'm like, I tell people, I love my family and I love some of them, but when you have the nerve to go on vacation and send me a post, and you're my family, and you do that enough times, I get that you don't want to talk to me. I'm okay with that. Don't be mad when I go out and claim other people as my family, because family is not always the blood. Your family is the people that make your heart whole and make you feel good about it. I mean, and that's what people don't understand, because some of my family members, I love them, and God bless their little souls, but y'all need to stay on your side of the country, and I'll stay on mine, and I'm not sending you Christmas presents. And I see, I used to say I was going to send you a Christmas present.
Your baby, no baby shower gift, no none of that.
No, nothing.
You can communicate with me, don't. Just don't.
Tina, you must know some of my relatives, because I'm telling you, they do, and then they get offended. They get it. Because I'm telling you, they act like, and then they get offensive. You don't love me. They try to, and this is what I tell people. I'm so glad you're on here today, because you know what? People with relationships, even friends and stuff, you don't love me, but I'm the one who, and this is what Pastor Bishop said yesterday. I mean, Bishop Foreman said that, the people we love the hardest are the first ones to leave us dead in the ground and then get annoyed when we can't get up off the ground.
Ooh. That man is deep. I need to come back and hear that.
You know what?
That one.
You got to hear. You know what? I'm telling you, they're the first people. You fall on the ground, you're dead, and then the first people to get upset because you won't get up off the ground. Tina, I used to have a problem with churches until yesterday. I had started listening to that man a little while ago, and I asked him to give me an interview, right? And after I listened to his messages, I realized your church doesn't have to be in the same town you live in. Your church can be someplace else. Do you know you can listen to the message live from anywhere for his church? I found my church. My church is in Denver, Colorado. I will be visiting him 3 times a year. Thank you very much. Because I'm going to tell you.
Because
just like relationships with church, too, are hard. And sometimes and we have to understand, we need to fellowship with other Christians and other people. Wait, let me say this, Tina, because there's some people going to tell me. For those people who listen to me that believe in Satan, if you have a Satan church, then please worship with your Satan people. And some of your Satan people may not be people you want to worship with. My future daughter-in-law is here. She loves me when I say that. Because some people tell me, I don't believe in God. Okay, you Satanistic worshipers, I have no problem with you. But you people know that some of the Satan people you have, you don't get along with either. So I have to, and the way he explained it, we all have to find that. And Tina's saying that today, we have to find those relationships that with God, but also with ourselves. And I found that sometimes, you know what, even churches, they will let us down, but God doesn't let us down. And I go back to my belief of having unconditional love for people and accepting where they're at is important. What do you think, Miss Tina?
I think you're absolutely right. You know, a church, I just believe it's a building.
It's the people in the church that make up the congregation or make up whatever belief or doctrine they believe in, you know, or in some religion. It's the people. It's not the building. And there, in a building, within the building, are so many different people. Okay, the devil goes to church. All right, like you said, the devil, he knows exactly where to be and when to be there. All right, he will get you when you're most vulnerable, because most churches, most people within the church or the pastors, they don't know you well enough to actually touch you where you need to be touched. They're generalizing. Because every time I don't know who this is for. Well, if God gave you the spirit of discernment, if you're part of the fivefold ministry, you should know who this message is for. Okay? That's just the way I feel about it. I'm just saying. You know, don't generalize my pain. Don't generalize my happiness. Don't generalize my grief. Don't do any of that. That's not, you're not teaching. You're not doing what God and what you say that God has put on your heart or put in your spirit to be. Because all pastors ain't meant to be pastors, you know, because all of them don't have the right motive. They don't. They see that being a pastor, in most cases, especially, you know, they're looking at the ones that are mega churches, mega pastors. They're all looking at the money, because why wouldn't, now they're in movies, they're on TVs, the pastors of L.A. Why would you need to do that? Why would the pastor need to be a part of a reality show? I don't think that.
Satan went to church, right?
He went from Hollywood to the church and back to Hollywood. Okay.
We're talking about relationships, so Satan has a relationship. Actually, right. I think people don't understand that Satan actually has a relationship with us. We have to learn to check him in place, though. I mean, and that's the truth.
Absolutely.
I was reminding somebody last week of the book of Job. You remember in the book of Job that Satan went to God and answered Job because he was basically, in my words, pissed off because Job was so perfect. And he thought that Job would give up God. Like LeBron gave up on his team and went to the Lakers. Okay, I'm done now.
We're not going to talk about that. Okay. He done left us twice. He's a grown man.
Sorry,
do what
girl.
You want to do, but don't come back writing us no letters talking about you sorry and want to come back again. All right.
Okay. Because
Good luck, LeBron.
Okay, let me stop. But I'm just saying that, you know what, today we're on the air with Rolling with the Diva and Tina Hoffman with I Am Superwoman Radio. She's a great, great six-time award-winning author. She's elected for seven times for nominations for the Spin Awards that's going to occur in October 2018. Miss Tina, where can everybody follow you at?
Wow. My stupid show is on, I do Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I do Our Moment in Blackness. I have partnered with Urban Intellect, who created the Blackness last time. There are 52 cards said with a bonus card, and it's not a joker. It's a bonus. And each card depicts a person, place, and for a current black history. We've got the
nice.
Then we've got a general edition. Then we've got
the Black History Coloring Book for those teachers who want to, you know, give the children an easy, you know, an entertaining way to learn. Because children, we know their mind span is really, really short if it's not fun. So we've also got the coloring book. On Friday at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time is the I Am a Superwoman radio show. I showcase authors. All clean stuff, all clean stuff. Authors, entrepreneurs, business people, independent gospel artists. And then on Sunday at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, my show is strictly, specifically geared towards the independent gospel artists. These are gospel artists who are up and coming. Some are, I'm just going to keep it real, are so much more better than the ones that we already know. And I just feel that the older gospel artists need to support these people more. They got to remember, they need to leave a legacy. They need to leave a legacy and stop keeping it in the family. You know, the whiners, the tears, and those who the quirks. Put it out. There's more people out here who have a love for Christ and can do it so well through song, through writing, through ministry, through their testimony. We need more people to support them. More people need to sow into them and give them the chance to be spotlighted, to be shown, to be given shout outs. There's so many of them out there, men and women, children, boys and girls, who are on fire for Christ. And they got the voice to sing. Okay? Not everybody, but most. And they do it so well. They are so humble. They are so humble because they haven't been exposed to a whole lot of hurt, you know, by others. They'll tell you about the hurt they put on themselves. But they haven't been hurt by a whole lot of other people in the industry. And so they're still on fire. So be gracious. Be kind. All of you seasoned gospel artists, reach out to an independent gospel artist. You know, there's radio stations like mine and like Raymond's who showcase independent gospel artists. Okay, you can Google them just like you Google everybody else. And listen to these people. Listen to them. Choose one that maybe has a story just like yours that you can identify with and sponsor them, okay? Guide them, lead them to the way, you know, to where they want to be without taking credit for it. Be humble. Be humble now. Be humble.
And you know what, Miss?
You got a soul. You got a soul.
And you know what interesting is that that's building a relationship. It's building a relationship to support another human being to do good, because you mentioned the word legacy. And our young people are our legacy, and the independent young artists are our legacy from as the older people, the gospel artists pass away and go on to do the other things. You're absolutely right.
Family is okay, but step outside of your family. Step outside. Do something for somebody who doesn't expect you to do something for them.
Amen on that. And
your family always expecting you to do something. I tell my family, I'm not leaving y'all nothing. I'm giving you what you want now. I'm giving you education. I gave Mariah authorship. I gave my granddaughters, I have given businesses to. Okay? I've given you wisdom. I gave you what you need to succeed. Okay? I gave you I taught you how to, so you can eat forever. Because I'm not leaving nothing. I'm turning everything
I go. Okay. I love it.
I'm going to leave enough to bury me. That's it.
Okay. And you know what? I want you to remember this name, Hope University. And you know who the Winans are, right? They actually were at Hope University when I was a student, and they started in a convo. So any of the authors that come on your show, just tell them to look up the college. It's in California, but it's Hope University, and they give a platform to every up-and-coming or present-day Christian artist that wants to come minister to the students there. It's called Hope University.
Okay,
Hope University, and I'll send you the name and the phone number, and they can call, and they do convocation because every Wednesday and Friday we had chapel, and they still have chapel there. That's my alma mater for the Christian college I went to. But yes, and it's called Hope University, and a lot of the universities like Biola, Fuller Seminary, these are all in California. You could look up any of the Christian colleges or universities around the world, and they all would, I know, be more than willing to have an up-and-come artist perform and minister to the students because it's gospel music. So that's another way for people to do it. And, of course, you can any gospel artist that you have on your show and I have on mine, I say we cross-reference them, send them on.
Right, that's what we got to do. We got to keep that momentum up so they don't get discouraged.
Exactly. And you gave me a good thing that I didn't even really think about, Googling them. You know, that's an actually excellent idea. You learn something every day. And today we've had Tina Hobson on. She is the superwoman of radio. She's a six-time Grammy award-winning book author and a seven-time elect nomination for up-and-coming Spin Awards. And I have one nomination, which I'm just excited because I'm just excited to go so I can get food because I just like to eat. That's why I'm glad I got one nomination.
The networking is awesome. I mean, to meet the people that you've interviewed, if you haven't already met them, the price of admission, believe me, it is.
Yeah, I'm just going to eat and to meet people, and I really have to be honest. It's really about the food for me because I know she said ministerial appointments that they have food. I said, is there food? I'm driving out there. I need there to be food. And she said, there's food. Okay. So I'm going. Of course I'm going to network, but I'll be networking with five or six plates in my hand. So for me, it's not about award. It's about the food and networking. I don't care. Anybody wants me to come to their event, always know
I'm
about
the food.
You
better make sure there's some food there. All right.
Because if it's not, I'm not there. And Miss Tina, you know what? Thank you so much for being on the show with us. Your attitude is an amazing attitude. I love you so much, and I really, am honored that you came on my show with me. I will be actually referencing you on sending you some emails and maybe asking you to do some pop up, what we call pop up interviews that one a gospel artist actually had me do, and I thought it was a real cool thing. But since I do talk a lot about mental health and next month, I'm really focusing on mental health and the use of people using marijuana, CBD oil, and THC, and how that can amp the pros and cons of it. So I'd love to hear your feedback for that. I'll send you the date, and then I also have one on. We didn't get to talk about it, but we'll talk about it on another show about domestic violence and why more men are being abused these days. The statistics have went up from 25% to over almost 35% to 40% in the last year.
So, you know what? It's not that it's more are being reported because I can remember men being beat up when I was a kid. I used to love to see a man beat up. I was crazy then, but now it's being reported more because men are being made to feel more comfortable with being reported, and police can't just laugh at you anymore and say, "Ain't no woman beat you up." And so that stigma of being hit by a woman, or and another thing is the same sex messes up the sex relationship.
Yeah, it's really. Yes, it is. You're absolutely right. I know that in my master's program at when I went to Liberty University, that was just a surprising statistic that the same-sex relationships that the men were heavily abused. I actually was telling Bishop Forman this yesterday. I saw a woman about a week ago. She was literally beating up her man in public. And when I said, ma'am, you need to stop that, she told me, you're going to hell. Shut up. And I'm like, okay, you need to stop beating up people for no reason. She wasn't doing anything to this man. I sat there the whole time in the restroom watching. She got up out of her side of the table, started slapping the man around. The man just kept looking down, and everybody was looking. I finally said, ma'am, stop this. What is wrong with you? I mean, she's like, don't talk to me. I'll beat you. Oh, no, you won't. I mean, you go sit down. Crazy lady. I mean, and her man was
just, you know, somebody that is passive, who's not going to hit you back. You ain't got no time to hit me, because I'm going to hit you first. I'm going to knock you out.
I'm telling you, women, some women, and I'm seeing a lot of our young people, the women. I think you saw that post that I posted up of the young girls that hit me. Our younger women of all races are becoming much more violent.
They
are, and it's sad.
You can't even say anything to them without freak them, that they might go into the mini holes. So it's like, you know, that's something that, but I will definitely invite you to those pop-ups, and I'd like to hear your opinion as a professional, because you have that title and you know it, and I've listened to your shows. I thank you for blessing us and being on our show and for your time. And don't worry, we won't let LeBron come back to there. LeBron just needs a title somewhere, and hopefully he'll get it in L.A. Who knows? But don't come to Las Vegas.
He's not going to hurt us a third time. No. We're not taking that.
You're saying, the Lakers, what they did, this is a running joke that Clarence Jones has Clarence Tailoring. He's the tailor for a lot of the players for the NBA draft, NFL draft, and a lot of he's really an awesome man. He makes the and does make some suits for women. He'll be here in Las Vegas next Tuesday. I'm doing a live show with him, and we're going to be talking about his business, also about African-Americans. We need to do better in supporting each other in networking and in business and with more and loving each other more. So Clarence Jones actually friends with LeBron, so we were joking about that they actually the Lakers now are bankrupt, basically. They told the players, okay, so some of your wives are going to go need jobs because we're paying LeBron $150 million over 4 years. Some of y'all this is a running joke, are not going to get Christmas bonuses or anything, because we've now mortgaged a team to have LeBron here. So just so y'all know.
Okay.
Okay,
Magic Gun sold a cow. All right.
Okay. And I'm telling you right now, Southern California, those ticket prices are going to go up, and it's going to be, you know, but it is money for them. We have to give it to them, but.
Oh, my God, that's funny. That is funny.
Back to my
Andy. But before we go, let me thank you from the bottom of my heart for allowing me to be on your show tonight, because it has been so enjoyable. You made me feel so comfortable, okay? You made me feel right at home, you know, and gave me an idea to do a Women of Internet Radio show. Because we need to let everybody know, you know, everybody, especially women of color, because that lie is still going on out there that black women can't get along. And I say it's a lie because it's a lie. We can get along very well. We know how to support each other, because there was a time, and it still is, if you're honest about it, that we're the only ones we can depend on in a crunch, okay? We always got. We've
we're other than God, we're always God. And it's been
and
that
you
way.
Know,
who's going to make it for me? You know, who's going to...
Go
ahead, Dave.
No, and I think one of the things is, I think for me, because black people, some black people say I'm odd, but what I say is I'm not odd. I just don't see about color. I just see if you're acting a fool, I'm going to tell you, girl, stop acting a fool.
Yeah.
Stop
yeah.
it. You're acting a fool. You're being a diva. You stop watching those reality shows and we'll be okay. All right, move on. So sometimes it's just like... And I'm going to tell you, some of my friends, they watch Black, White, Blue, and Green. And some of my friends, y'all need to stop watching those reality shows of those women, because nobody really and truly in life acts like that. Nobody goes around slapping other women and stuff. Because if you slap me, I'm going to slap you, and you going to jail. I'm not. I'm telling you right now. And so I think that sometimes we get caught up in what we see on TV or what we think people want us to portray, but we can get along. We truly can, because I see it as not Tina Hobson, the black Mrs. Superwoman. I see a Tina Hobson, the Christian woman that's a beautiful leader, that I have something I can learn from. That's how
okay,
I see it.
And we're both going to continue to learn from each other. That's the way we do it. That's the way we do it.
And another shout out to Appointed, who has the most beautiful heart. You know, and she it doesn't matter how old you are. I can be taught by anybody. We were together in Baltimore a couple of years ago.
And what I loved about her, and I knew it was genuine, because there was never
any deviation. It was always the same. You get in the car, you pray. You walk in a building, you pray. You get in your room, you pray. You know, everything done through prayer. And that's what she taught me.
She taught me that because I watched her. And everything that she did, she prayed first. I'm like, okay. That's how it works. That's how it works. Always put God first.
Well, I'm excited to hear from you about the women's networking thing that you're talking about. Definitely I'm on board for that, because I love spreading the word and talking to people. And just, you know, there's so much collaboration and so many people. Like, you know, until I read your bio, like, last week or the week before, I was like, oh, my God, this is a social worker? She has so much we can offer to my radio show. I'm like, oh, my gosh. So one show for me wouldn't be enough. So that is awesome if we can all learn to collaborate and get together, you know, once or twice a month on a radio hour. That would be fantastic.
Because we're so busy, you know, that we don't always network with each other as much as we should, because we're all busy doing our jobs, you know, and doing ministry. So we need to breathe and just let our hair down. Well, I cut all of my hair off. So I'm happy about
it. I'm proud of you because, see, I can't. I'm just going to tell people. People ask me, how do you change your hair so often? And I just let people, I don't even answer, because I want that to rest with them. How do you think I change my hair every so often? What's wrong with you people? Do you know what modern hair day we are? I'm going to let that rest with you people, because I can't some people. Look at your hair changes all the time. Your hair is long and short. I'm not going to answer that when you're answering your question yourself. Why would my hair be long one day and short one day?
Well, don't you have no common sense?
No, they don't. And that's why, like, when people ask me what I do, and this is my rolling joke too, when people ask me what I do, and I say pole dancing, they go, oh, my God, really? You know that's a sin. Okay, so you know I was joking, right? Because it's not a sin to pole dance, because you can actually get a legitimate paycheck, but I don't pole dance.
Okay.
So you just were being too nosy in my life, and I didn't want to tell you.
Pole dance for your husband if you got one? I mean, it depends on where you're doing it.
Okay, I'm just saying, but I'm telling you. I tell people, though, when I used to work for Child Protective Services, pole dancing was a legitimate paycheck, and stripping, as long as you had the tax, you could get a tax return. And I tell people, get your child back. We'll do what you have to do. So don't tell me. So people, but some people be like, do it too much in my life. Get out of my life. Stop being nosy. Anyway, tell you. And you see me, I have the most craziest sense of humor of all people, and that's my job. I'm glad that I was able to make you feel comfortable, and I was glad I was making you laugh, because I can't make somebody laugh. I've only not been able to make one guest laugh, but I think they were hiding something. I'm still researching them, so I'm not sure.
Oh, my God. You better let it out, because after a day I've been talking to people all day about serious stuff. I need to laugh, plus my passed away on the second. I need to laugh. Have some fun. I got life has to go on. It hits me every once in a while, and it's gonna hit me again. But I need to lighten up. You know, we were born to die. I know that. So, you know, reality is set in. You know, but right now,
today, I needed to laugh because my clients got real serious on me today. Lord have mercy.
Oh, my. Okay.
This is leading to a breakthrough. So, feeling. And
we're going to be all right. We're going to be all right.
So,
it is. And you know what? You're welcome, and anytime you can just, you know, you can message me. Because a lot of people, before I went on the air, even my future daughter-in-law, she's so cute, Carrie, asked me stuff about the direct message. You know, hold on to your pants. I put the post up about don't direct message me. It's not meant for the people presently on my page. It's for those men who keep sending me their penis pics. I have to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just
I knew it didn't apply to me.
Because it was like, I'm still messaging you. I don't care what. No, you didn't say it. But I didn't say so. She was like, I don't care what she says. But no, those people, that was meant for those people that are on my page that know what they're doing wrong. I do not need to see your personal package. The next time I see people's personal packages of men, I'm going to post it out to the media and stuff just for you and put your name on. People need to go on and stop. Their social media is a little bit out of control because people think direct message means to act a direct fool. And it's not that. I need you to act like you're a grown folk. See, Tina, I can't even go without making jokes. They need to act right. So with that being said, you guys have been on the air with Rolling with the Diva and the superwoman of radio, Tina Hobson, who is the most fabulous, amazing woman who is a social worker, a radio host, and an advocate, and a book author, and she loves women and helping women. What more can you ask for life? I have been blessed to know her today. I'm even more excited because I feel like this is a future friend. I can go to Ohio without having to fake that I like LeBron now because I won't have to because she doesn't care about LeBron. See, LeBron, your people don't like you in Ohio. You're done. Don't come back, man. Stay in L.A.
Don't come back.
Anyway,
stay there in your Mega Million home and have fun. I wish you well.
Okay, because you know what? You have now just alienated probably one of the good friends that you probably would have had in Ohio, but you now have left for the third time. I can't even imagine that. But, LeBron, we understand you want to do better in one thing. But anyway, you guys, it has been a wonderful day. Tina, you have a wonderful day. I look forward to talking to you soon. And I guess you can direct message me, okay?
You can't stop me. You have to shut it all the way down.
Exactly.
But we're gonna do some things together. We're gonna make sure we do that. Okay.
I look forward to it. And you have a great, great night, honey. And I'll talk to you later. Bye bye.
God bless you. And thank you.
And this has been Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. I'm your host, and I thank you for tuning in. A great radio host, as I said, Ms. Tina Hobson, Superwoman of Radio. And tune in next week, next Tuesday. We will next Sunday, I will be reading a lot of poetry and playing a lot of gospel music and also secular music to promote all kinds of indie artists. And then on Tuesday, I will be interviewing Clarence Jones and the designer for a lot of the indie and NFL draw. You guys have a great, great day. Peace out. Rolling with the Diva.